好，我们来看《一无所述》的第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
啊，《一无所述》的第六章。
Ephesians, chapter 6.
第六章的第1节到第4节。
Chapter 6, verse 1 through 4.
啊，请读。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Verse 2. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Verse 3. That it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Verse 4. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
OK，这四节的圣经节啊，在描写两代之间。
So these four verses describes the two generations.
一个教会啊，比方说我们 Pacifica 教会啊，领被有110个信徒。
So, for example, in our Pacifica Church, we have about 110 members partaking the Holy Sacrament.
那如果以家庭来算啊，应该是差不多50个家庭上下，
So that's about 50 families.
所以，教会的基础就是家庭，
So the foundation of a church is family.
如果一个教会要很强、很有力量那首先就是每一个家庭要有一个很圆满的家庭。
So if we want a church to be strong, then first we need to the families to have a strong family.
主耶稣曾经说，有两三个人奉我的名祷告，天父就要垂听。
Jesus once said that if two or three gathers in my name, then my Father in heaven will listen.
所以丈夫跟太太结婚就两个人难道再加一个孩子就三个人所以这个一个家庭其实就等于一个小的教会。
So in a family with a husband and wife, that's already two people, and plus a child, that would be three. So altogether, that's a small church.
因此我们结婚一个很重要的目标就是建设基督化的家庭。
So a goal of marriage is to build a Christian family.
因此我们活在这个文化里面。
So while we are living in society,
这个整个文化对家庭的描写跟圣经是不太一样的。
the way society describes marriage is different from that of the Bible.
所以我们活在这个世俗的文化里面，我们就要从圣经很清楚地了解这个家庭的关系是怎么一回事。
So even though we live in the secular world, we need to have a deep understanding of how the Bible describes marriage.
那上一次我们从第五章的第22节一直到结束提到婚姻是一体的。
So last time we studied Ephesians chapter 5, starting from verse 22 till the end, we talked about how marriage is one body.
婚姻不只是伴侣partner
It
婚姻
was
是一体。
inside a marriage is not just a mere partnership, but rather as one flesh.
伴侣会分开，一体你没有办法分开。
You can break off partnerships, but you cannot break off one flesh.
那圣经先讲婚姻的关系，然后再讲两代的关系。
So within the Bible, it first mentions the relationship within a marriage, and then it talks about the relationship between two generations.
所以为什么婚姻要先讲，然后再讲两代的关系？
Why does it mention marriage first, then talk about two generations?
因为如果婚姻能够真的合一那对上才能够孝敬父母，对下才能够教导子女。
Because it's only when there's unity within the marriage that the couple can honor their parents and also can take care of their children well.
那如果婚姻关系不好对上没有办法孝敬父母，对下没有办法教孩子，因为两个观念不一样。
However, if there's no unity within the marriage, then they will have problem to honor their parents or taking care of their or instructing their children because they will have different values.
那 当一个家庭里面婚姻没有办法合一啊，对上代没有办法合一，对下一代没有合一，这个家庭就不是很圆满了。
So within the family, if there's no unity within the spouse, there's no harmony between them and the parents or them and their children, then that's not a happy family.
但是倒过来讲啊，如果婚姻能够合一，两代能够合一，那这个家庭啊，就是最圆满的家庭。
On the other hand, if there can be harmony within the between the spouses and across different generations, then this is a very good family.
所以上班完了回家，这是一个很甜美的一个期待，是一个很甜美的经验。
So after you get off work and you get to go home and you would look forward to that because it's something happy that you look forward to.
所以家庭好像是一个避风港。
And your home is like a shelter.
因为这个合一的家庭有神同在，有神的祝福，所以这个就是我们努力的目标。
And within the family, there would be the blessings and grace of God, and that would be a goal that we want to try to achieve.
所以要建设一个幸福的家庭，要先从婚姻的关系开始改进。
So to pursue a good family, we need to first pursue a good relationship between the spouse.
然后再从这个关系来教养下一代。
And then from there on, we talk about educating the next generation.
好，我们先看第六章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 1.
这个地方讲做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
Here it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord.
那这是理所当然的。
For this is right.
这个特别讲要在主里听从父母。
Here it says, to obey your parents in the Lord.
那这句话也是讲做父母的要在主里教导自己的子女。
And on the other hand, it also means that as parents, we need to instruct the children in the Lord.
那既然在主里，就是表示有在主的外面在教导子女，有在主的外面在领受父母的教导。
So since then there is a in the Lord, then that also implies that there could be some teachings that are not in the Lord.
所以我们活在这个文化里面文化里面有很多不同的观念，不同的想法。
So as we live in the society, we are influenced by the cultures and it gives us a lot of different values.
因此我们在教导我们的子女最重要的不是教他文化。
And so when we're instructing our children, the most important thing is not teaching them the social norms.
他在学校上课，在社会长大，这么多朋友，很自然，文化就变成他的一部分。
They go to school, they encounter other people. Naturally, they will know what the social norm is.
那最重要是在这个文化里面，怎么把圣经的观念教导我们下一代。
But the important thing is, while we're all living in the secular world, we need to instruct them the teachings in the Lord.
那从下一代来讲父母给我们的观念如果父母不是非常热心在追求信仰，有很多观念是跟圣经不一样的。
But for the next generation, if as a parent, we're not very fervent in pursuing after the words of God, then the teachings we give them might not be purely in the Lord.
然后我们做子女要在主里面，主的教训这个范围里面来接受父母的教导。
Then as a child in that circumstance, then we need to obey our parents in the Lord.
所以这个地方也是在讲神给父母有一个教导子女的责任，也可以说是权利。
So God has given parents this responsibility to instruct.
也是可以说是父母的一个权利，一个 right.
It's also their right.
那子女也有这个义务来接受父母在主里面的教导。
And as children, we also have the responsibility to receive these teachings in the Lord.
所以比方说现在如果我们看美国社会现在真的是如果我们80年代到美国来到现在你发现社会改变很大。
So just looking at the American society, looking at the cultural norms of the 80s till now, it has changed a lot.
比方说，如果没有错，加州的法律规定，你的子女如果在学校里面，他要改变他的性别，不需要父母同意。
So this is my understanding is that within the California law, that if a child wants to change what gender they're registered as, they could just change it at their school without the parents' consent.
这个跟圣经讲的不一样哦。And
this is not what the Bible records.
因为圣经讲是在子女教导下一代，所以这个子女在成长的过程需要在父母的教导之下长大。
Because the Bible says we have to instruct the children in the Lord. So for children, they have to receive the teachings that are in the Lord.
那改变性别，这个不是圣经的教导。
And to change one's gender, that's not within the teaching of the Lord.
所以现在的政府把父母教导子女的责任已经把它拿掉，这个跟圣经是不一样的。
So that under this circumstance, the government has taken away this right of the parents to instruct their children.
那在主里听从父母，还有很实际的条件是什么？
So to obey the parents and the Lord, what's another example?
有时候子女要结婚。
So for example, if a child wants to get married.
我们常常发现，要替年轻人介绍对象，最大的困难不是年轻人，是他的父母。
And a lot of times when we want to introduce someone for marriage, the biggest difficulty lies within their parents.
所以有时候你听父母讲，你帮我孩子介绍，没有条件，感谢主，没有条件。
So if a parent comes to you, say, hey, could you introduce someone for my child? And I don't have any criteria, then I'll thank God.
但是真的要开始介绍，条件就出来了。
But then when you start to introduce, then the criteria came up.
他在做什么工作？
Okay, what kind of job does this person have?
他年纪跟我孩子比多大？
How much older is this person than my child?
他个性是什么？
And what is this person's personality?
他的教育水准是什么？
How educated is this person?
也有在问，他的血型是什么？
And also some people even ask, what is this person's blood type?
这个不是子女的问题，这是父母的问题。
So these are not questions that are asked by the children, but by the parents.
那如果从圣经看起来，
But from the perspective of the Bible,
一个人要结婚应该有三个条件。
There should be three criteria. When one wants to get married.
第一个，他必须要觉得独居不好，那如果他觉得单身很好，就还不是结婚的时候。
So first is that person has to feel like it's not good for him or her to be alone, because if they still feel there's nothing wrong being alone, then they're not ready for marriage.
那第二个就是你看亚当看到夏娃，你会有感觉，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，没有感觉要怎么结婚？
And the second is, when Adam saw Eve, he says she's the bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. There's some feeling there.
那第三个就是要相同的信仰。
And the third is to have the same faith.
那在这个三个条件是圣经里面所允许的，那来追求，那什么是神的旨意？
So under these three criteria, then the two can together pursue after the will of God.
那其他多加上去的条件都是人为的。
And then all the other criteria that are added on, it's all based on human.
所以这个地方讲，要在主里听从父母，就是当我们面对婚姻的时候，父母给我们讲的那一大堆条件，是不是圣经里面所需要有的条件？
So here it says to obey your parents in the Lord. So by the time of marriage, when your parents have a lot of criteria, you have to sift out what's in the Lord.
所以这里讲，在主里听从父母，在很多的事情上，这个。 是一个最大的指导原则。So
to obey our parents in the Lord, the idea of in the Lord should be something we keep in mind.
那父母要在主里教导下一代。And
the parents also have to instruct the next generation in the Lord.
比方说， 最近有这个 Halloween 啊，万圣节。
So for example, Halloween is coming up.
哦，那如果我们再查考深一点，这个万圣节跟邪灵是有关系的。
And so if we looked into what Halloween is about, it actually has associations with evil spirits.
那为什么有的父母要孩子打扮成为跟鬼怪一样去跟人要糖，那个就跟我们圣经里面的教导就不一样了。
So if a parent wants children to dress up as a monster and to go trick or treating, then that's not in accordance with the Bible.
哦，那再来就是子女要选学校。
And next, so if the children are about to choose their schools.
哦。那最重要是主耶稣要我们去哪个学校读书。
So the most important thing is which one does Jesus want you to go?
而不是说这个学校在大学排名榜是第几个，有没有名，这个不重要。
It shouldn't be based on how famous a school is or what's its ranking.
你到一个大公司里看，什么学校的人都有。
So if you go to a big company, you'll see that there's all graduates of all sorts of schools.
所以我们在子女里面最重要就是教导我们的下一代懂得寻求神的旨意。
So as Christians, the most important thing is that we need to instruct our children to pursue after the will of God.
那这个教导子女它有时间性的。
And there's a time frame to instructing our children.
所以圣经里面说结婚叫做离开父母。
So the Bible says to get married is to depart from his father and mother.
这个离开父母就是表示成熟独立。
And this leaving from his parents means to become independent.
因此小孩子生下来他只懂一件事情，就会哭。
When a child is born, they only know one thing, which is to cry.
所以父母承担100%的责任。
So,the parents would take up 100% of the responsibility.
那到结婚的那一天，就是离开父母，就是小孩子要负100%的责任。
And on the day that the child gets married, when they leave their parents, then that's the day when they become 100% responsible for themselves.
在神面前，他能够做合神心意、蒙神喜悦的决定。
And hopefully, they could.Make decisions that are pleasing in the eyes of God.
那从父母从100%的责任到最后结婚了，完全交给孩子，这个过程就是父母的教导。
And so from the time that the child is born, where the parents have 100% of the responsibility, to the day that the child gets married, and all the responsibility is on the children, this whole thing is a process.
所以如果我们看到现在的父母生一个、两个、三个、四个，这个真的是很有勇气啊。
So today, if we see parents with multiple children, then they're very brave.
Brave, courageous, very,
very courageous.
因为越来越难。
Because it's becoming harder and harder.
要教养敬虔的下一代，现在的文化越来越世俗，所以越来越大的挑战。
To bring up godly offspring in this society is becoming more and more difficult.
不是不可能，这需要付越大的代价。
It's not impossible, but it's just that you need to make even more sacrifices.
我们来看生命记的第六章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记的第六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六章的第四节。
Chapter 6 verse 4.
一直到第九节。
4 through 9.
请读。
Hear, O Israel, the God our Father,The Lord of our God, the Lord is one. Verse 5. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Verse 6. All these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Verse 7. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Verse 8. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Verse 9. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
这从第四节到第九节是一首诗。 所以虔诚的犹太人他们都可以朗诵。
So from verse 4 to verse 9, it's a psalm, it's a poem that they can sing out loud.
那这一段圣经就在讲怎么把信仰从父母传给下一代。
And this passage teaches us how parents can, can raise your offspring.
第六节讲到以色列啊，你要听。
It says, "Hear, O Israel."
以色列是什么
？What's Israel?
神的选民。
It's the chosen ones of God.
神的王子。
It's the princes of God.
这个就是身份的自觉。
And this is to have to acknowledge that status you have.
如果我们很宝贵啊，我们在属灵上的身份。
If we treasure the status we have spiritually.
我们才会很注重啊，把这个身份传给下一代。
Then we will be able to pass on the status to our next generation.
所以很多亚裔的父母都要他的孩子学习他。母语的母语，他的母父母亲的母语。
So many Asian parents want their children to also learn their mother tongue.
但是这个很重要，不是最重要。
But this is important, but it's not the most important.
最重要就是我们是神的儿女。
The most important is to know that we are children of God.
那在这个身份上我们有一个自觉，再吸下去呢？
So to understand, we have to first understand that we have the status.
耶和华我们的神是独一的主人生最宝贵的一个财产就是天上的神。
The Lord our God, the Lord is one, and the biggest treasure we have is the God in heaven.
超过地上的知识，超过地上的钱财，超过地上的这个成就。
He surpasses all knowledge, all wealth, all achievements on this world.
所以这个就是一个人价值观在头脑里面什么最有价值，价值观的建立。
And so this is a person's sense of value. What do they place value on?
因为价值观会影响每一个人的决定。
Because our sense of value will influence our decisions.
比方说
，For example，
有一个弟兄，他自己有在开公司。
So there's a brother, his wife has her own company.
那有一天他在公司走来走去，怎么这么年轻的妈妈在这里上班？
是弟兄走来。
弟兄，
And then this brother one day visited the company, and he noticed that there's a lot of young mothers.
他就跟他们聊聊天，你们孩子不是还小吗？怎么会在这边上班
？So he chat with them, the workers, and then ask, "Well, aren't your children still young? Why are you working?"
但很多的这些。做妈妈的告诉他世界上最没有成就感就是带小孩子。
And a lot of these parents, these mothers say that the thing with the least sense of achievement is rearing the children.
所以天天就是喂奶换尿布。
You're just changing them and beating them.
来这边上班赚了一些钱，这些工作可以请别人做。
And so when I come here to work, I can earn money, and then I can pay someone else to do the job.
那坐在公司就很舒服啊。
And it's comfortable sitting in the company.
那这个就是价值观了。
So that was their sense of value.
价值观会影响我们怎么做决定。
And our sense of value will determine how we make our choices.
所以也有的人在小孩子还小的时候，只要他的经济没有困难他选择在家里面带小孩子。
However, there are some that they choose to stay at home to rear their young children as long as there was no financial difficulty.
生活水准降低一点没有关系。
And it was okay for them to lower their standards of living.
但是栽培下一代的信仰，这是一个机会。
But to nurture their next generation's faith, that was an opportunity.
那这个就是价值观了。
And so this.Is because of their sense of value.
那现在我们在教会里面我也听过一些信徒，可能越来越多 homeschooling， 他自己在家里教小孩子。
And as we have more and more members, I've come across members who mentions that they do homeschooling.
然后有一次我就有点好奇，问了一个妈妈 homeschooling 到底怎么一回事。
And I was kind of curious, so I asked.Once ask this mother and say, "What is the homeschooling about?"
原来他也有一个组织在帮助 homeschooling 这些父母。
So it turns out there is an organization behind homeschooling.
它里面也有很周全的这个 curriculum 在里面。
And there is a structured curriculum.
所以这个信仰的承传呢，下一步就是价值观。
So the passing on of faith, the next thing is our sense of value.
神是最重要的产业。
That God is our most important inheritance.
如果我们的下一代你一毛钱都没有给他，但是他有很好的信仰，你就不需要烦恼。
If we are unable to pass off any money to our next generation, but if we are able to pass off our faith to them, then we don't need to worry about them.
有神就有神丰盛的恩典。
Because if they have God, then they will have the abundant grace from God.
但是如果传很多的钱给下一代，他没有神，我们就要非常忧虑。
However, if we're able to pass off wealth to them, but we're unable to pass off God to them, then we need to worry.
因为一旦没有神，什么都没有了。
Because when one person doesn't have God, they don't have anything.
好，那我们现在再来看第五节。
Now let's look at verse 5.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
这是什么？
What does this mean?
这是我们的生活。
This is our life.
用我们爱神的生活来做榜样，来教导我们的下一代。
We should demonstrate to our children in the way that we live.
比方说，礼拜六，有的人就早一点来，帮忙打扫，帮忙准备。
So for example, on Saturday, we could come a little earlier to help clean up and prepare.
有的就停下来久一点来帮忙教会做工。
Or some people, they stay behind afterwards to help clean up.
这个小孩子从小他就一直在看父母怎么在爱神。
And your child will see how you love God.
那爱神的神一定会爱他。
And for people who love God, God will surely love them as well.
所以生活就有很多神的恩典。
So in their lifetime, they will experience a lot of grace from God.
那父母非常爱神，从神得到很多的恩典，那小孩子就觉得说这样是对的，这样是好的。
So then the children can see that how the parents love God and how God showered them with blessings, and they will deem that this is good.
所以第六章里面在讲要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
So in chapter 6, verse 5, it says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
言教。身教，用榜样来教导。
So we have to lead by example.
那我们再看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
我今日吩咐你的话要记在心上。第七节。
Verse 7.
要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺卧，都要谈论。第七节讲要跟子女谈论我们的信仰。
In verse 7, it says that you shall teach them diligently.To your children, and you shall talk with them wherever you are.
但是要谈论信仰之前要做什么？
But what do you need to do before you talk about your faith?
第六节。
Verse 6.
我吩咐你的话要记在心上。
That these words which I command you today shall be in your heart.
也就是父母的观念要真理化。
Which is to say that the parents should have truth in their heart.
也就是父母对信仰本身要有融化贯通，在美国的文化里面，真理是什么？
That even though we all live in the society, but we have to have a deep understanding of what the truth is saying.
然后在美国的文化里面，用真理来教导我们下一代。
And then while living in society, we still teach them the truth.
所以这个第七节也包括要花时间。
In verse 7, it also tells us that we need to spend time on this.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节跟第九节是什么？
And what does verse 8 and 9 says?
创造属灵的生活环境。
That you have to create a spiritual environment.
在一个人还没有成熟之前，环境会改变这一个人。
So before a person matures, he or she can be easily influenced by their environment.
所以我们在家庭里面，我们看什么样的电视
？So within our own families, what kind of TV shows do we watch?
我们用什么样的方式在娱乐
？And how do we entertain ourselves?
我们的休闲活动是什么
？What do we do in our leisure time?
这个都会影响我们的下一代。
And these can all influence our next generation.
所以我们回到以弗所书的第六章。
So let's look back at Ephesians chapter 6.
所以要在做儿女，在主里听从父母。
It says to obey your parents in the Lord.
啊，也就是父母要在主里来教导我们的下一代。
Which is also to say that as parents, we have to instruct them in the Lord.
好，那我们看第二节跟第三节。
Let's look at verse 2 and 3.
好，第二节啊，要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条啊，做应许的诫命。
Verse 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
好，我们再看第四节。
Let's also look at verse 4.
第四节啊，做父亲的不要惹儿女的气。
And you fathers do not provoke your children to wrath.
那下面照着啊，主的教训啊，主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
啊，可见这个不要惹儿女的气啊，就是在主的教训跟警戒来教导他们之外、啊、自己加上去的、啊、这个就是惹儿女的气。
So these provoking,、do not provoke your children to wrath, these are the instructions that are outside of Lord's teaching.、
哦、那这个不要惹儿女的气、啊到底是什么意思
?So what does it mean to not provoke our children to wrath?、
哦、比方说如果我们有五个孩子
So supposedly that you have five children
五个孩子每一个都不一样
And of the five children, they're all different
个性不一样
They have different personalities
啊，有时候头脑的聪明也不一样
And maybe some are smarter, some are less
哦，那在家里啊，不要这五个用比较的方式啊，来教导下一代
So as you raise these five children, don'tmake them compare against themselves.
啊，因为神造每一个人都不一样。
Because God created everyone differently.
哦，主耶稣也讲哦，神给我们有的给五千，有的给两千，有的给一千。
So in Jesus' parable, he also says, some are given five talents, some are given two, and some are given one.
哦，那得五千的赚五千。
So for those given two, they're expected to earn five.
那得两千的赚两千。
And then those are given two, they're expected to earn two.
啊，那这个主人怎么看五千的呢
？And how does the master view the one given five？
你看他怎么赞美那个得两千的呢
？And how did he praise the one given two？
完全都一样。
He praised them the same.
都是又良善又忠心的。
That they were good and faithful.
所以在人看五千跟两千差很多啊。
So from a person's perspective, it's very different between the five and the two.
啊，这在神看起来一样。
But in the eyes of God, it's the same.
所以你有两千，你赚两千，你已经尽了力量，就是很忠心。
So if you were given two and you earn two more, you've tried your best and you're good and faithful.
所以我们孩子之间不要比较，因为每个都不一样。
So let's not compare different children against one another because they're all different.
为什么你哥哥书读得这么好，你读得这么差？
So let's not say, how come your brother is so good at studying and you're not?
因为每个人都不一样。
It's because everyone's different.
所以说不要惹儿女的气，因为小孩子有的是他是很认真在读，就是没有办法，神就是给他两千的。
So don't provoke your child to anger because that's how much you're given.
但是不是说那个比较聪明，书读的比较好。他就价值比较大，在神看也不是这样。
And it's not to say that the ones who were given more, meaning they're more valuable. That's not it.
那第二个就是父母不要偏爱。
And another thing is, parents should not show partiality.
比方说我们在看那个约瑟的故事哈。
So if we look at the story of Joseph.
为什么他们把约瑟卖掉
？Why did his brothers sold off Joseph?
因为只有约瑟有彩衣啊。
Because only Joseph had the colorful tunic,
其他都没有啊。
And rest of the brothers didn't.
所以父亲的爱全部灌在约瑟上面。
And their father's love was all poured on Joseph.
所以他的兄弟就嫉妒啊，把他卖掉，那父亲就爱我们每一个人了。
So that his brothers were jealous, and they're hoping that once they get rid of Joseph, then their father might love them as well.
所以要对待每一个小孩子都一样，没有偏爱。
So we should treat our children. Love them the same and not show partiality.
那第三个呢
？Thirdly,
就是不要用血气来管教下一代。
That we should not instruct them in our flesh.
在希伯来书里面有讲天父怎么管教我们。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us how our Heavenly Father instructs us.
哦，天父管，我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 12.
啊，第十节。
Verse 10.
二章第十节就
Chapter 12, verse 10. For they indeed for a few days chastened us as seemed best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness.
十一节
Verse 11. Now no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
天父管教我们，要让我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So our Heavenly Father trained us and chastened us so that we may be partakers of His holiness.
哦，所以啊，父母亲管教孩子啊，一定要有一个目的啊，让他知道为什么我今天管教你。
So as parents, when we chastise our children, we have to have a clear goal and understanding of why we're doing that.
哦，那如果没有目的啊，把打自己的小孩子，伤害自己的小孩子。这个是对下一代非常大的伤害，他心里会有一个伤痕在里面。
If there's no clear goal and we're just beating them or rebuking them, then this might be very, this is very hurtful for them.
哦，因为觉得父母亲只是用情绪上，哦，今天情绪不好就多打一点。
And they might feel that we are mean to them just because we are unhappy.
不是说他真的能够对他有什么帮助。
And it's not that our instructions are beneficial for them.
好，那我们回到第六章哈。
So let's turn back to chapter 6.
这个第六章的二节到三节要孝敬父母。
Chapter 6, verse 2 and 3, it says that we need to honor our parents.
这孝敬父母有没有办法用一句话把它综合起来讲呢？
Can we summarize it in one phrase?
我们看箴言的23章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言的23章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
23章的25节。
Chapter 23, verse 25.Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice.
这个地方讲要让父母高兴。
Here it says, let your father and your mother be glad.
所以怎么孝敬父母呢？让父母高兴。
So how do we honor our parents? We make them glad.
那孝敬父母也有时间性。
And there's also a time frame to honoring our parents.
大概如果你活到70岁大概父母都不在。
And by the time you're 70, your parents are probably no longer there.
因为你如果70岁，父母生你30岁，父母就100岁了。
Because
大概都不在了。
If on average your parents bore you when they were 30, then by the time you're 70, they're already 100.
所以大概一个人到60、65岁，大部分的父母都不在。
So for most people, by the time they're 60 or 65, their parents are no longer around.
所以孝敬父母是一种机会。
So to honor our parents is a timed opportunity.
是得福的机会。
It's an opportunity to receive blessing.
那我们如果真的有孝敬父母，父母不在的时候，我们就没有遗憾。但是如果我们失去了这个机会，父母离世以后，我非常遗憾。
And if we're able to honor our parents, then by the time that they're no longer around, we will not regret. But if we did not honor them when they were around, then we will regret.
那如果我们看一些报道这个婴儿潮Baby Boomer 现在开始退休。
So in today's society, the Baby Boomers, by now, they're probably in retirement.
所以我们可以看到将来老年的人包括在教会，老年人越来越多。
So that we can expect there to be more and more elderly people, and also within the church.
在开始的阶段他们是可以照顾自己。
At the beginning stages of their, in their senior life, they are able to take care of themselves.
但是人会退化。
But people slowly regress.
那退化到一个程度以后，他需要人帮忙。
And to a point, they might require assistance.
那问题是，谁愿意帮忙照顾父母？
Then the question is, who is willing to take care of their parents?
这是一个很实在的问题啊。
This is a very practical question.
我最近去探访一个姐妹。
I recently visited a sister.
她住在一个高档的 nursing home.
And she lives in a very nice nursing home.
我看这个高档的，我们大部分都付不起。
And it's a very expensive one that probably most of us cannot afford.
但是因为她经济好，她付得起。
Because they're financially well off, so they can afford it.
所以当父母年纪大的时候，那只有两个方式啊。
So when the parents are old, then there's two ways.
那一个就是如果收入低于一个某一个程度，政府会照顾他。
If your financial situation is lower, then the government may be able to help take care of them.
会给他公寓住，甚至会安排人帮他清理。
The government might assign assisted living spaces for them.
但这不是每一个人都会符合那个条件。
But not everyone meet the criteria.
当然有的人把财产转移给子女，然后才来符合那个条件。这个信仰上啊，应该不会教导我们这样做。
And some people, they try to pass off the wealth to their children to try to qualify, but the Bible probably wouldn't teach us to do that.
如果不是这样，那就是在家里养老。
Or if they don't qualify, then the other, they probably would stay at home.
所以圣经里面讲离开父母啊，与妻子联合，这个不是讲不能跟父母住在一起。
So when the Bible says for a man to leave his father and mother to be one with his wife, it's not talking about you're not supposed to live with your parents.
是要成熟独立。
It's to be mature and independent.
但是父母如果需要能够选择跟小孩子能够选择跟父母住，给他帮助，这个就是孝顺。
However, so if when your parents are young and they need to live with people to help assist them, and the child can live together with the parents, then that's honoring the parents.
这是带有祝福的命令。
And this is a commandment with blessing.
所以这两代之间在圣经的教导之下就能够很融洽，成为一个圆满的家庭。
So that within the teaching of the Lord, there will be a happy and harmonious family.
Thanks.
Let's sing him.
341.
341.